Welcome to Exploring the Mystical Side of Life with your host, Michelle Aubin and Linda Lang.
Hi, this is Linda Lang from ThoughtChange.com, and I'm here today on Exploring the Mystical Side of Life with my guest, Creed Revere. Creed has a really fascinating business that just is so unique, and I'm so happy to share her with you today. She is a spiritual coach for mothers-to-be and new moms and helps them to connect with the soul of their baby. So I'd really like to welcome you, Creed.
Thanks, Linda. Wonderful to be here. Thank you.
It's such a fascinating topic. We often don't think about that. I'm a new grandmom, and for me, what happened when my granddaughter was born was just this huge, huge heart opening. And I've had these little conversations with her in my head, and she came to me in a dream before she was born. And it was like we have already developed this connection. So I would love to hear a little bit more from you about that soul connection that this new spirit has coming here in the earth plane and the path that's set before them. So what would you like to share?
Yeah, well, first of all, congratulations on that new grandbaby.
Thank you. So
full of deliciousness. I love them. So basically, what my work is working with parents-to-be, be it just the mom or both mom and dad, or mom and mom, dad and dad, and helping them to connect with their child pre-birth. That's the bulk of what I do. I can work with them beyond birth as well, but most of it's before birth. So we work together to connect intuitively with baby and parent, and that is connecting soul to soul. That's what I call soul to soul. Some people prefer the terminology of intuition to intuition, and that's okay. But in connecting with the baby's soul prior to birth, there's a learning and a connection that happens that's so deep and so, I call it life-sustaining on the life energy level of both this baby coming into this world and its parents. So we're all connected. I mean, in life, we're all connected, right?
Right.
And oftentimes we get caught up in the to-do list and the checklist of the nursery and the this and the that. And babies just kind of along for this ride that we think. But baby's doing so much work and preparing itself to arrive here for its next incarnation of the evolution of its soul. And so we choose our parents, and we choose our parents based on, you know, these soul contracts on who can I connect with when I come into life that I can help their soul grow and they can help my soul grow, right? So we have these soul contracts. And so I help parents to get in touch with that, to get in touch with baby, to say, I hear you, baby, and I want to know more about you, and I want to know more about our soul path. Because we as adults, we've come into life and we have forgotten that soul part of us, right? So often we forget all of that magical part of ourselves. And baby is, that's all baby is. It's full of that magic and mystical thing, right?
Well, they've just come from their spiritual self into this physical body. So it's a lot closer to them. They haven't, you know, they haven't gotten the busyness of human life.
Right.
Interrupting their spiritual self. And it must be quite the journey for them, because now they're in this little body that they can't move, they can't look after themselves.
Right.
They get cold, they get hungry.
Very constricting, right? When you think about it, right?
Yeah.
So working with the parents to help them to understand that soul connection that they've made with this baby, and then how best to help this baby grow and become the human being that they set the intention for, the baby set the intention for in coming into this life. And oftentimes what happens when we're working with baby is then mom and dad begin to see some things within themselves and to watch that they might want to pay a little extra attention to or delve into a little bit on some of their beliefs, the way they were parented and things like that. And then how we can merge all of this information together to create a parent-child relationship that can then sustain, continue to grow in healthy ways into adulthood with the child. So as the child then becomes an adult, and it just makes for beautiful, blossoming, healthy relationships, even in the midst of change and turmoil and things that happen when we live here on planet Earth. You know, things are going to happen. It's not going to be a smooth sailing ride for your 80 or 100 years that you're here, right? So having that connection though makes those bumps and those detours a bit easier to work with and manage and navigate.
I think that's just a beautiful service that you bring, Creed.
Thank you. I absolutely love the work that I do.
So I'm curious, because you say soul to soul or connecting intuitively, is it something that you bring messages for the parents, or is it something you teach the parents how to have that connection?
Yeah, so I can do that intuitively for parents, but my preferred method is to have parents do that. And if they don't know how to do that, I can teach them. And there's a dual purpose to that. So it's the one purpose is to help baby to understand it's you know, wanted and it's coming forth and will be cared for and nurtured and allowed to follow its soul path, regardless of what mom and dad have their preconceived notions or ideas of what it should be. So that's one side of that. The other side of that is once parents, I'm not always with parents, right? And you and this child are together forever. And so I want your intuitive skills to build. I want you to become comfortable with them. And I want you to be able to rely on them so that your baby's soul and your soul can have these deep connections and ways of communicating together throughout your lifetime together. I don't want to leave you where you can't do that for yourself.
Like you, I believe that children choose their parents. Mm-hmm. And if you have a particularly difficult childhood or difficult relationship with your parents, I mean, a lot of people don't like to acknowledge that as a possibility, but you have to remember you chose that from a soul level, and this is about growth and healing in areas that need to be healed. I'm curious, Creed, as to when you think the baby's spirit actually becomes embodied in the baby's body. Is that in utero or when it's born? Yeah. There's a lot of different theories, and I'm quite curious.
It's my belief that the spirit comes into the soul right before birth happens. So for all intents and purposes, for most people, the level of understanding that we have would be within the labor part, just prior to birth. So not in the early parts of labor, but right before delivery actually happens. That's been my experience and my messages I've gotten.
The spirit is around the mother.
Absolutely.
So that they are already kind of starting that relationship, and they, you know, they understand the mom's emotional states and what's happening in the environment, relationship with the father.
Right. Yeah. In my work, it seems to me, and my communication with babies and with parents is there's a fluidity, right? So there's times when the baby is, the spirit's coming in and coming out and coming in and coming out of in utero while they're gestating. So oftentimes that's how mom will describe things. She'll be like, oh, well, I, you know, off thinking about whatever going on in her life. And all of a sudden my attention was brought right back to baby, like a, you know, a really sharp pay attention to me moment, right? And that's what I call the fluidity. It's like, oh, baby's coming, spirit's coming back into baby right here because it needs to translate something to you. So that's one way of understanding it.
I've heard a similar explanation of the death process that, you know, if it's a very quick and sudden death, then you might pop out of the body and maybe even be a little disoriented. But if you're going through a death process, it's almost a foot in both worlds, really.
And they say this very same thing with pregnancy and birth. Pregnancy and birth is very, very parallel to death. So they're two very distinct journeys that the soul takes, but they are very similar in how they take those journeys, coming in or leaving the world.
And the modalities that I've trained in called Psyche, in that modality, we have it's a guided process actually that takes you through the birth experience kind of energetically and then through your best and worst death experience. And every single person in the class, the birth experience was considerably more difficult than even the worst death scenario that you could pull up out of the unconscious mind. So we really are brave souls coming here.
We are indeed. And if there's one thing that I would like to get across to parents to be is your baby wants you to connect. Your baby wants to feel welcomed and invited in. I love it when parents to be come to me before conception because I want to actually invite the baby's soul in. And that just makes for a whole different type of journey as well. But they want to be invited. They want to be welcomed when they arrive. And they want, most of all, they want to be allowed to follow their soul's path. That's why they chose to be here in this lifetime. Parents to understand that is like the big piece.
Yeah, beautiful. So I'm curious, in your work, have you any particular messages that people have brought from their baby that might be brilliant to share right now, Creed?
All of it stands out to me because it's just, I'm just so connected to this work, and I believe in working with these new souls coming in. It takes my breath away literally at times. It's just so intense. I think the biggest message that babies come in with oftentimes, and it's kind of funny because it's really a very basic thing, and they want parents to know, I chose you. It's okay. Everything we're going to experience together is all a part of the greater plan. So relax. Breathe and have fun. We as humans tend to make it be something so complicated and scary, and baby is like, we've got this. We just have to trust each other. We got this.
Now, you know, the world is changing quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And in a lot of families through the lineage, you know, there could be some baggage that is active for the new parents or the parents to be. So I'm curious if that ever gets in the way or if you actually help people kind of release that stuff so that they have a clearer path for their baby.
I do. And actually it comes about fairly organically when they start setting aside this time to communicate with baby on this regular basis. There's just this organic process that happens where a lot of times they begin to experience things that then cause fear that then blocks. And so then we'll have sessions together and they're like, I can't get anywhere. I'm not hearing anything. And so when I hear that, it's a cue to me to say, let's talk about what's going on with you and where you're at. And oftentimes that's when those things will come up for a parent is, you know, I didn't like the way that my mom or dad did X, Y, or Z, and I don't want to do that with my child, and I'm scared I'm going to do this all wrong, and all of these fears come up that are very natural fears, but then we work through that. So we work through basically the same type of process that we do with connecting with baby soul. I work with the parents to reconnect with their soul, to understand their path and where they went and why they went there, and now where we're at today.
Perfect. Because then the healing goes both ways forward.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love it. I just think it's really, really fascinating. Creed, and what this reminds me of in the ancient wisdom schools, a lot of ancient teachings have that symbol that kind of looks like a, you know, a circle that goes around and around and around and around. And it's about life and the cycles and the rhythms of life. And, you know, we were all in that place of that new baby once upon a time. And, you know, our parents probably wanted to do better as parents than their parents did. I guess I can't imagine any parents really not wanting.
Right. The spiritual healing that can take place when parents are willing to do some of their own work throughout the pregnancy, really there's the shifts that happen are massive, just absolutely massive shifts. And you can see, literally see, when I see them from visit to visit, it's just this transformation that comes over them. They seem much more relaxed and on purpose, like they're on their purpose. They have recognized, oh yeah, there was a reason I came in. I believe that for my child. So perhaps there was one for me too. And then we can reconnect with that. And it healed their current relationships with their parents and even, you know, the siblings and things like that. It seems to, it's a balm for raw, tender feelings and things that have happened throughout their lifetime here in their relationships that they've had with their own parents. And so the transitions, again, talk about generational healing that can happen when parents are willing to do this work is just phenomenal.
Wow. And I would suspect once they learn how to connect and communicate with their baby's spirit, that even once the baby is born and before the baby can actually talk to them, they could use that same technique.
Yes, absolutely. The exact same process happens once baby's here in physical form, because we talk about in the training that I've had, the baby's soul comes, spirit comes into the baby's physical body just before birth. But up until about the age of two, it still comes and goes. It can still come and go. So up until about the age of two, the energy that this baby has, they're so close to the spiritual world. It is wild. It's absolutely wild. So that communication still goes the exact same way until baby becomes verbal. And even after that, that connection still remains. It just transitions into a different form.
A little baby that, you know, sees you in the shopping center and they look right at you and then they look off to the side like they can see something in your energy field.
Absolutely.
It's just amazing to have that kind of connection.
Yes. They're so connected to everything.
Fabulous, fabulous. I really appreciate you being here on Exploring the Mystical Side of Life today, Creed. Would you like to share any parting thoughts with our listeners?
Yeah, I think the one parting thought that I have is to encourage parents to be and new parents. If you're struggling in any way and you feel like this oftentimes when parents aren't truly, really deeply connected, they kind of feel that there's a this baby is like this little alien who has landed in their life, right? And if you're feeling that, so please reach out. If you're, you know, on this spiritual perspective of the world, reach out to someone who can assist you with that, because it will lighten the load. And you'll do it for not only for yourself, but also for baby. And so do that for yourself. Do it for baby. And whether that's with me or anyone else, reach out and get that spiritual connection.
It's a gift you give yourself and your baby.
Yes.
And probably from then on, you know, that changes the whole energy.
Throughout the lineage, it transforms karma. It's massive work, and it's so worth it. It is so absolutely worth it. Your baby will thank you. I guarantee it. So
fantastic. Creed, please share your contact information with the listeners.
Sure. I can be reached at my name, creedrevere.com, and that's KreedRevere.com. And my email address is creedrevere@gmail.com. And I'm on social media at Rev Creed. So that's at RevKreed.
Perfect. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Exploring the Mystical Side of Life. Bye for now.